Her bad puppy had more to learn.
You called him to come to your home in his capacity as a dog trainer.
Is it this owner who's in need of schooling?
He came to your house for about an hour. You wrote him a check.
Yes.
You subsequently canceled the check.
He didn't train my dog at all.
Nobody can guarantee that they can train a dog in one day.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Dog trainer Russell Avison is suing former client Min Zhao for canceling a check for his services.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 57 on the calendar, the matter of Avison versus Zhao.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
I'm going to start with you, Miss Zhao. What kind of a dog do you have?
It's a mixed hybrid, American Eskimo and Australian Shepherd.
How old is the dog?
He just turned 1 year old.
And you were having some behavioral problems with him?
Yes.
What kind of behavioral problems?
Back in March, when I got home from work, I found out my backyard was trashed. The dog plucked out, you know, the plant's roots and also chewed off the enclosure, the corner of the gas meter enclosure.
And he had never done that before?
He did something smaller, on smaller cases. He plucked some, you know, the plants, but not in that scale.
Okay, so you sought out Mr. Avison for some training for the dog. He had a school for dog training and you took the dog to his school. Did you ever take the dog to his school?
Actually, it's a community class. There was a six-week community class.
Did you take the dog to his class?
Yes, I took Cosmo to his class.
From when to when did you take his class?
I think the class started in September 2017. It's probably 5-6 weeks.
And you must have been satisfied with his class because subsequently, after this incident happened in March, you called him to see him privately.
I wouldn't call it satisfied because...
I don't care whether you would call it satisfied or not. If you were dissatisfied, you wouldn't have called him. So you called him to come to see you privately, not at the center, to your home.
He was my second choice. I called
him. I don't care if it was your first choice, second choice, third choice, or tenth choice. You called him to come to your home in his capacity as a dog trainer.
Yes.
When did he come to your home?
He came on Friday around, he showed up 7:10, 10 minutes late.
He came at what time?
In the afternoon, 3:10.
And he stayed for how long?
Probably he asked me whether I paid check or cash around 4 o'clock.
Less than
an hour.
When you called him to make the appointment for him to come to your house, did you ask him how much he charged?
Just
answer my questions.
Okay. Yes.
You asked him because that's a normal question and you sound like a normal person. You said, how much would it be for you to come to my house?
Yes, what's the session rate?
And what did he tell you?
He told me
$179
up to 1.5 hours.
$179 for up to 1.5 hours.
Yes.
He came to your house. He was there for about an hour. You wrote him a check for $179. Well, so far, correct?
Yes.
And you handed him the check before he left?
Yes.
And that was on a Friday?
Friday, around 4 o'clock.
And you subsequently canceled the check on what date?
On Sunday, 8:30.
Sunday?
Yeah.
So?
In the evening.
And that's what you're suing for?
Yes.
I'm listening. So far, you can't do what you just did. He quoted you a price. He came to your home. He spent an hour. He charged you $179, exactly what he said he was going to charge. If you were dissatisfied, you wouldn't use him again. But he came to your house. I'm listening.
Okay. He came to my house supposed to either train my dog or demonstrate to me how to train my dog on his problem. Before he came to
my house. Just a second. When did you have that discussion?
We discussed over the phone before he came.
Just a second. What did you discuss with him over the phone?
Mm-hmm.
No. What did you discuss
with
him?
He asked me what the problem is. I told him exactly
what the problem was.
We went
through... Just a second. You explained what the problem was, and he said to you, what did he say?
Oh, he said, you know, first he said, he cannot come that week. He has some available spots the next week. The week after, I told him this is a time-sensitive matter. You know, I need to get the dog trained this week. So he checked his calendar again. He said he happened to have opening at 3 o'clock because he has another appointment.
Fine. So he had an opening at 3 o'clock, and you said?
Okay, I said, I'll take it.
Great. And he said?
He said he'll come. He'll confirm with me, and he'll send me a text. He'll confirm with me, you know, the day after.
Fine. And?
And he did. He did.
And so, he came. So yes. You have to pay him. He can't guarantee that he can train your dog.
No, but he didn't train my dog at all. He offered some tips, tricks regarding, you know, how to stop dog from barking. And around the fog.
Miss Al, let me explain something to you. You can't do what you did. If you are dissatisfied, there are other things that you can do. Writing him a check and then deciding that you weren't satisfied with his service. So canceling it is not your option. You have to pay him. It's like a doctor. Yep. Let me explain something to you. If I call a doctor to come to see me and I say, I have a very, very bad cold. The doctor comes, says, I charge $250 to come and make a house call. I say, fine. Comes, he looks at me, he says, yep, you have a cold. I have to pay him $250. Yeah, he came to your house, he conferred with you, he gave you some tips. You didn't think it was enough? Don't use him again. But you can't cancel the check.
Can I finish my story? I haven't told you everything yet. Before he asked me for the check, you know, I just asked him, you haven't, you know, trained my dog, as I asked you. And he said, I have to run to Malibu, so I'm going to send you email on how to train your dog. I was kind of shocked. I didn't hire, you know, somebody at that rate to come to my house, then to send me email on how to train my dog. He said, you know, I have something to do, you know, tomorrow, which is Saturday, but I'll send you the email first thing on Sunday morning. So I waited Sunday the whole day because Monday I have to go back to work and I didn't see the email. So until I see the sky getting
just
dark.
Just a second. Mr. Ravison.
Yes.
Ms. Zhao says that when you left, you told her that you couldn't give her the tips then, but you were going to write a report that she would have on Sunday. Is that correct?
No, it's not. I had a full schedule on the weekend. I teach classes Saturday and Sunday, and I had a full schedule. I said I would have it for her at the end of the day on Monday.
Okay, but you were going to give her a report?
Absolutely.
Fine. Did you prepare the report?
I did.
Do you have it?
I do.
I'd like to see it.
Okay.
Did you ever send this to her?
No, I did not.
Why?
Because she canceled the check prior to my sending it out, so I didn't feel that I needed to fulfill that obligation.
You want the report?
You're
going to pay for it. Do you want the report?
He lost, you know.
Do you want the report?
If I want something to read, I can go online and search it, you know, read online.
Ms.
I don't need his report.
Miss Sal, you're going to pay him anyway. I would take the report. He came to your house. If you were dissatisfied with his service, don't use him again. Time was not of the essence because any intelligent person, and you do not look like an unintelligent person, would know that nobody can guarantee that they can train a dog in one day. Nobody can guarantee.
No, just a second.
Nobody can guarantee that. You do not look like a fool. I have dogs, you have dogs. You've had this dog for a year. You took your dog to a class for 6 weeks to be trained. And because you couldn't go to work because you were afraid that the dog was going to do damage over the weekend, you thought that he could come and in 1 hour break the dog of a bad habit that the dog had been developing over a period of months of ripping things up? Don't be ridiculous.
No, at least demonstrate.
Don't be ridiculous. You have to pay him. You have to pay him. So I'm asking you one question. Do you want to pay him and get his report, or do you not want this report?
I don't want his report.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $179. We're finished. Thank you.
Please excuse. You may step out.
That's exactly what I expected.
If I hire somebody at that rate, at least, you know, he can personally show in or train the dog.
She canceled the check prior to me even being able to talk with her.
I'm just shocked, you know, how it turns.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Paterka versus Benison, step forward.
Carrie Paterka is suing her former fiancé, Marcus Benison, for car repair charges. and half the cost of their engagement rings.
Ms. Peterka, you and the defendant were in a relationship.
Correct.
The relationship is something that's the subject of this case because it is your claim that you were engaged. It's Mr. Benison's position that you were not engaged, and you want money back for what you call engagement rings that you exchanged. You want at least half that bill, and you also say that he used your credit card for something.
Yes, ma'am.
He says that you vandalized his property and he's got a counterclaim.
Okay.
So tell me about the rings. Were you and Mr. Benison living together?
No, we were not. We were actively looking for a home together.
You were not living together?
No.
When had you started dating?
Well, I've known him for over 20 years. We're acquaintances. We live in this area. We're acquaintances. We live in the same area. We started dating last summer, maybe around July.
And you bought rings?
Yes.
When did you buy the rings?
Around October.
Okay. May I see the rings that you purchased?
I don't have the ring on me. I have a photo, and I believe he may be wearing the ring. I'm not sure.
No. Where is your ring?
I don't have it anymore.
What did you do with it?
Actually, I lost it. I don't know. I left it on a speaker at my house, and I'm not sure what happened to it, but I have a photo of the ring.
I don't care to see a photo of the ring.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How long did you remain in a relationship after you exchanged these rings?
2 months later.
Yeah, when the bills started being due, you got ghosts.
Shouldn't have spent the money.
I played the fool. Everybody played the fool sometime, right?
Then what do you want from me?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Carrie Peterka says former fiancé Marcus Benison owes for credit card charges for car repairs and half the cost of their engagement rings. Marcus is countersuing, claiming Carrie vandalized his home.
Okay, you want him to pay for his ring?
Yes. These are customized rings?
I don't care. Explain why you think he should pay you for the ring you gave him.
That was the agreement. Initially...
Just a second. Then tell me what the agreement was.
Well, initially, I bought promised bracelets. So he said, oh, well, you know, he's like, I got this personal jewelry out in Detroit. They do a great job on jewelry. I said, okay. So he's like, let's go out there and, you know, check out this jewelry. Now, Mr. Benison gave me some appraisals of previous jewelry.
Shh. Just tell me how it came about that you gave him a ring.
We went together. Got them made together.
So you went together.
Yes.
Had them made together.
Yes.
But you paid for them.
He doesn't have any credit. I got a credit card open and was able to get credit to pay for the rings.
Do you work, sir?
Yes.
Who do you work for?
I work for a group called Bone Thugs and Harmony as a hype man.
What is that?
Get the crowd revved up while they're performing.
You want to tell me your version of how you got that ring?
Okay, how I got the ring. One day me and her was talking and I had a chain that says my name on it, and I lost one of the emblem, the letters off of it. And I said, okay, I'll go to Detroit one day to take my chain down there before they can appraise and fix it. We both went down, okay, we went to the jeweler, and she asked me for my ring. Can she wear my ring to say Flossie?
I said,
I don't want you to speak when he's speaking.
I said, no, you can't, no, I'm not gonna let you wear my ring. She's like, well, I get me one made with your name on it, and you get one with my name. I said, okay, we can do that. And after that, she ran her credit and she purchased the ring. She didn't say nothing about I owed her for no ring.
Okay. After that, how long did you remain in a relationship after you exchanged these rings?
Maybe 2 months later.
Yeah, when the bills started being due, you got ghosts. That's what happened.
Could be. Shouldn't have spent the money.
Yeah, I played the fool. Everybody played the fool sometime, right?
Then what do you want from me?
Nothing from you. I want my money back from this gentleman.
Well, so far you haven't told me that you had a contract.
Well, he gave me these two appraisal papers saying, hey, you know I got the money to pay stuff back. I also took a loan out for him for a credit card for this tow truck to get fixed. So I gave him a loan for the tow truck. He said, hey, you know, he's got a lot of jewelry. Everything's real and it's value. He said, you know, I'll give these appraisal papers in a promise to let you know I'm good for the money. And once I actually fix the tow truck and get the tow truck running, I'll give you your money back. And he gave me these as a promise.
That's a lie, Your Honor.
So how did I get them?
One day, her daughter...
If you speak to him again...
I'm sorry.
I'm just going to dismiss your case.
Okay.
Because it's easy for me.
Well, how she got the paper, Your Honor, one day, me and her daughter and her son are real close. Okay, and her daughter met me for the first time. And she seen me with my jewelry on, and she was like, oh, he got that, all that jewelry. Is it fake? And I told her, no, it's real. And then she went over to her, either her stepfather or her father's house, And she was like, oh yeah, my mom got a new friend and he wear a lot of jewelry, this. And then he's like, that jewelry fake. And then a daughter came back and said to me, my stepdad said your jewelry fake. I said, no, it's not. I went home, I went in my safe and I said, huh, look at these papers. My jewelry ain't fake. And then I showed her daughter. I said, look how much I paid for this jewelry. This jewelry not fake. And that's how she obtained the papers. I forgot them over her house. I never went back to get them.
Okay, Mr. Bennison, I'm more interested in the money that she gave you for your tow truck to be fixed.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't care about the jewelry.
Right.
I don't know what she did with hers.
Right.
I don't believe her when she says, I don't have it anymore, I lost it. Put it on top of something and I lost it. I don't believe it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The plaintiff vandalized your property. What property did she vandalize?
The house that I'm staying in.
Did you call the police?
No, I never took it to get her in trouble and call the police.
Well, then what are you bothering me for?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Carrie Paterka says former fiancé Marcus Bennison owes for credit card charges for car repairs and half the cost of their engagement rings. Marcus is countersuing, claiming Carrie vandalized his home.
An engagement ring is something a man gives to his partner or a woman gives to her partner in exchange for a promise to marry. I don't get the sense that you promised to marry her. So I am, however, very interested in this tow truck that you had that wasn't running. When was that, Mr. Bennison, that your truck wasn't running?
I think it's November.
And I want you to tell me the conversation that you had with the plaintiff about your truck not running.
Okay, it was like I had a tow truck. It wasn't up running. And she said, okay, well, I can be business partners with you. I can help you out in it. And I, you know, since we're in a relationship.
Just a minute, I could be business partners. What was she going to do with your truck?
Nothing. She wasn't going to do anything with it. She just was the financial part behind that because she wanted the truck up and running for business.
What business?
Tow truck business.
Who was going to drive a tow truck?
Me.
I thought you were a tumbler. You got the crowd revved up.
I still... I mean, that's not a job I do every day. It's
well,
not an everyday
job. What do you do
job.
Every day?
I got lawnmowers, I cut grass, I paint houses. I do anything to keep money coming in so I can take care of myself and my family. It's not like everyday.
Well, but your truck wasn't running.
No.
Who paid to have it fixed?
Oh, she paid to have it fixed, ma'am.
And where is the truck now?
Still parked in my backyard.
It doesn't work?
I never drove it one time, that truck one time.
After you had it fixed?
Never drove it one time.
Why?
At the time, what I needed, I didn't have.
What?
What I needed, I didn't have. I didn't have the time to be there and actually run. I owned more than one tow truck. And I had a wheel lift. So I sold a wheel lift and I got a flatbed. And then the flatbed needed work on it. So I had to park it and leave it parked until I can get the work done on it. And then once the work got done on it, my business partner got to acting crazy and went left and left me by myself with it. So I never got a chance to use that actual tow truck.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
How much did you spend to have the tow truck fixed?
$3,517.07.
Now I'm going to get to your counterclaim. It is your claim that the plaintiff vandalized your property. What property did she vandalize?
The house that I'm staying in.
Tell me how she did that.
She put toothpaste all over the doors, broke eggs, threw garbage all over.
Did you call the police?
No, I didn't call the police because I didn't take it that serious. It was like, to me, it was like a relationship being over. Oh, she mad. So I never took it upon her like to get her in trouble and call the police.
Well, then what are you bothering me for? If you didn't take it seriously, what are you bothering me for?
No, I didn't think like to call the police to just get her in trouble because she, you know, threw some eggs and vandalized. I just got it fixed and done myself.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $3,517. Your counterclaim is dismissed. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
It is what it is.
This is a lesson learned. I really did love that man.
Oh, it's over. I'm done. I don't want nothing else to do with it.
Man, I'm cool by myself and my kids. We're good. We was good before we got with them. I'm good without them.
Choose my girls wisely next time.
Keep it moving, man. I don't know.